This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. In Washington, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence criticized European allies Saturday for their stances on Iran and Venezuela in a speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. Pence told the delegates that it was time for them to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against Tehran.
Time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and join us as we bring the economic and diplomatic pressure necessary to give the Iranian people, the region, and the world the peace, security, and freedom they deserve.
Pence's remarks came after German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave a spirited speech defending Europe's decision to stand by the Iran nuclear deal and a multilateral approach to global affairs. The vice president also called on the EU to recognize Venezuelan National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of that country. The United States has recognized Guaido and has demanded that President Nicolas Maduro step down. Meanwhile, a U.S. military transport plane carrying humanitarian aid meant for Venezuelans landed in the Colombian border city of Cucuta on Saturday. USAID Administrator Mark Green said the shipment is the latest, but not the last, arrival of large-scale U.S. and international aid for Venezuelans.
To be very clear, this is not the first shipment, nor will it be the last shipment, not only from the United States, but we know that many other countries are joining as well.
Many Venezuelans have scant access to food and medicine since opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president in defiance of socialist President Nicolas Maduro. Maduro has refused to allow aid to cross from Colombia into Venezuela. This is VOA News. The first American cardinal accused of sexual abuse, Theodore McCarrick, is no longer a Roman Catholic priest. AP's Julie Walker has details.
The defrocking means the 88-year-old McCarrick, the once powerful Archbishop of Washington, who also worked in other dioceses and now lives in Kansas, can no longer celebrate Mass or other sacraments. Vatican spokesperson Alessandro Gisotti.
Both abuse and its cover-up can no longer be tolerated, and a different treatment for bishops who have committed or covered up abuse in fact, represents a form of clericalism that is no longer acceptable.
One of McCarrick's victims, James Grine, says while he can never get his childhood back, he's happy the Pope believed that McCarrick started sexually abusing him from the age of 11 and continued for two decades. I'm Julie Walker.
The chairman of Nigeria's Electoral Commission says the decision to delay presidential elections until February 23rd was painful, but was necessary to preserve Nigerian democracy. Mahmoud Yakubu said that logistical setbacks meant that all polling stations would not have been open in time for the elections. The INEC chairman also said more time was needed to adjust equipment that was set to read voters' identity cards.
Our ICT department advised us that it would require 5 to 6 days to reconfigure about 180,000 smart card readers, earlier programmed to work only on election day.
President Muhammadu Buhari is running against Atiku Abubakar, a 72-year-old businessman and former vice president. 15 Egyptian military personnel were killed in an attack at a checkpoint in the northern Sinai town of El Arish. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab media reported the terrorist attack Saturday took place at a military checkpoint outside the northern Sinai town of El Arish, not far from the town of Sheikh Zawayid, the scene of previous terror attacks. Egyptian army spokesman Tamer El-Rifai wrote on his Facebook page that 14 soldiers and an officer were killed and wounded, adding that the army responded by killing 7 Islamic militants. The attack reportedly took place about dawn. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack through its Amaq news agency, though the group offered no proof for its claim. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And fighters from the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces battled with the Islamic State group in their last enclave, the Syrian town of Baghouz, on Saturday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.